Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TDDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Jealous, real friends, there's not many of us. We smile at each other, but how many honest trust issues? Switch up the number, I can't be bothered. I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. The church up by drinking at the communion. Smelling free wine, now my tux is ruined. In town for a day, what the doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry?
Tell me you want the tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on the FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my
real friends, I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets, just ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
I couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid.
Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog.
Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I'm finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit? Like I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill.
Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you've been nothing but a friend to me.
Thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't spoke to centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy.
Money turn your kin into an enemy. They feel as they pretend to be. Looking for
real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends. To the real end. To the real. To the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m. calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when it text you like, what's up, fam, ho, you good? You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was on. Pay that $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends, huh? Real friends. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets, just ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
That's Kanye West, real friends. What's going on? Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Again, this is Social Lab TM Hyman Radio. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's the holidays. But just because it's the holidays doesn't mean that the holidays actually brings everyone good cheer. And that's our conversation tonight. Plus, we're chopping it up with Fee. I think, it is the holidays. Fee been cooking her ass off. So maybe she'll stop past, maybe she won't. But our topic tonight is the holiday season doesn't always bring everyone good cheer. This is a time, a season where people reflect. People reflect on, when they grew up, whether that was a good experience or a bad experience. They reflect on family members who are no longer here with us. And so the holidays bring, a certain level of, I think loneliness, hesitation, sadness. So be mindful this holiday season that it doesn't always bring everyone good cheer. But before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, because I'm back in the A, to hell with that Omaha weather. It was 22 degrees. Man, I don't mind taking one for the team ever, but it's, man, this is killing me. This weather's ridiculous, hot chocolate. As a matter of fact, I need
cold out
the
dough.
Cold out the dough. I need some hot chocolate, some Thai tea, some chocolate. What's poppin'?
Yes. What's going on, TM Hyman Radio family? Glad that you made it back to the A safely, where we had some wind chills of 22 degrees, but it's nothing, I'm sure, in comparison to that real Omaha 22-degree weather that you were experiencing.
That 22 degrees, like, I had to post. We were just talking, and again, I think, I don't know if it's real snow or if it was just that sprinkle snow starting to pop off in VA right now. I know we know that Richmond had a little bit of snow. But, man, listen, I just want to go to Florida right now. Florida or Vegas. Let me hang out in Florida or Vegas, right about now until, all of the snow goes away.
I mean, shoot, let's take it a little bit more tropical. Hurricane season is officially over, so let's go to Aruba.
This is true.
Let's go to,
This is true. If we're going to do it, why not do it big?
Do it big. Even to St. Kitts. Something, Turks and Caicos.
No. Now, I know that Costa Rica is one of my destinations. Turks and Caicos is a nice place to be.
Costa Rica, too.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, remember this holiday season as you are out and about, that it's not always a joyous time for those. Some people will let you know, many will not. This is a time of year where some people go into a slump or a slumber. I know for me, I come from an extremely large family. My mom is one of nine children, so I'm used to, big events with a lot of people and big family. But the reality is everyone doesn't have big family, and everyone doesn't have a support base. Many people are in situations where their loved ones have gone on, and this is a time of year that they actually hesitate to enter because we assume that it's a joyous occasion for everyone. 'Tis the season. But I think, the season that we are conscious of those around us and what they may be experiencing. Hot Chocolate, I know you have recently lost your mom. And so I can't imagine, what that's like because I have my mom. But the holiday season, for you, do you hold on to the memories and it is okay? Or, is it a depressing period, to be transparent?
Well, in my situation, it's a whirlwind of all of those feelings and emotions because, unfortunately, I lost my mom during the holiday season in culmination with my birthday. So my birthday is December 11th. December 9th of 2015, my mother, myself, and one of her friends and some of my friends go out to Vegas to, you know, meet, celebrate my birthday. And my mother has what would have been at that point her third heart attack and ended up having to have quadruple bypass surgery on December 14th and unfortunately passed on December 24th. So for the last 2 years, it's been very difficult to deal with those dates coming up as far as the anniversaries and knowing that they're coming. I can definitely relate to all of those feelings, anxiety, depression, sadness, loneliness, just all of that. My mom was one of six kids, so you know, from her side of the family, we also come from a larger pack. And my mom was the oldest of the girls and second oldest of all of the children. So she was kind of one of, you know, the matriarchs after my grandmother passed to keep everyone, you know, kind of together and congregating. And
yeah,
she loved to cook and was definitely all about the holidays. Yeah. So it's, you know, like I said, just kind of a all of those emotions, happiness, sadness. I'm definitely trying to hold on to all of the happy moments and, you know, recreate and relive and celebrate those with my family. You know, it's difficult. It's difficult, to say the least.
It's important that you understand and know that you are not alone. You know, during this period, right? And again, folks, we got to be conscious of those around us. I certainly know that this is a rough time, you know, for you, as you say, those dates approach. But know that you have folks rallying around you. And I think during those low periods, right, we have to hold on to those memories, those positive memories of our family, our loved ones,
sure,
you know, during these periods.
Sure.
Is easier said than done. But, you know, these folks brought light to our lives. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think in honor, I can think of my grandparents. I, you know, was in love with both sides as far as my grandparents go, and all of them have gone on. And,
yeah,
you know, I often think, man, I know how I feel about my grandparents, and I wish I could go, you know, go to their houses and visit them, right? But,
yeah,
you know, these were, in fact, my parents' parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they can no longer go visit their parents, I don't know what that's like because I still have them, but we have each other and we have those memories. And again,
yeah,
I want you to know during this holiday season that, you know, you have family within your family here at the Social Lab for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Call in and share your holiday story if you'd like. We'd like to hear from you. Again,
for sure.
Memories. I'll tackle it. Share with us your best holiday memory of mom. Like, what was the best gift you ever got?
Wow. In retrospect, the best gift I ever got was not something that was a material gift. My mother moved from Virginia in 1994, and I remained. I was, you know, young at the time, just getting myself established and, you know, wanted to do my own thing. So she moved to Tampa, Florida, and, you know, reestablished herself there. My mother would drive from Florida to Virginia to spend the holidays with me and my son, who was her only grandchild, well, at the time.
That's dope.
And it just, it blew me away. Like, you know, then, of course, thinking about it, it kind of just gets by you. But now thinking about it, because she's not here, just the sacrifice that she made, you know, she came, drove, came and cooked full meals. No, it's like she brought Christmas to us, so that we could all be a family and be together. And to me, that was the best gift she ever gave me.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sacrifice. The sacrifice, family. Those are two things that we should uplift in a major way this holiday season. This is Social Lab, yeah. Team Hammond Radio. We'll be right back.
Here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, and the general throwback there, a little We Are the World. Keep us in that good feeling that we got it. That was, I
just you and
for
me.
A for a hot second contemplated trying to name all of the artists that were involved in that project, and then thought that would not be a very wise decision because I know I wasn't going to remember.
You know what I will remember the most about this? Big up to Quincy Jones, who is old as hell, still keeping up, who produced this record, and who was probably the only person or one of very few who could pull together such a star-studded effort.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I remember the most about this video? I remember Prince, like, not saying a word, like with a lollipop in his mouth in the video. Like, he never uttered one word and had on some shades and had a lollipop in his mouth the whole time. Prince.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I remember
he was
about
he was just
video.
There vibing. He was just there vibing.
I actually watched
Quincy Jones doc. I don't know if I would call it a documentary, but it was a Netflix special.
Yeah, on Netflix.
That's correct.
Yep.
Oh
yeah, I love
man.
That. That
oh
dope.
Man, that was
dope.
Awesome.
Really was
awesome, but I've been a Quincy Jones fan forever.
Yeah, me too. Speaking of Netflix, another real cool flick to check out outside of the Quincy Jones documentary is the real Roxanne Shanté. Many
I
of you are
that
maybe
too,
too young to know who Roxanne Shanté was, like. Right off. But if you are a hip-hop head, then you know who Roxanne Shanté was. The Roxanne Shanté story was pretty cool if you are a lover of hip-hop. Check it
yes.
out. A 922 yes, at the Social Lab.
Yes. Okay, so TM, what is one of your favorite memories about Christmas?
One of my favorite memories, one certainly is always about family. For me, family is absolutely everything. Again, you know, I'm from a big family. I think I am one of 20, high 20s, probably 30 grandchildren. So,
wow.
You know, 30 grandchildren, you know, 9 children, you know, this dynasty that David and Dolores Hyman created. Always large Christmases. Maybe not my best memory, but my most consistent memory that always brought about expectations of the season was mixed nuts and fruit.
Yeah, you can grandma and grandpa's coffee table.
Mixed nuts and fruit, right.
Yep,
always to be plentiful. Anytime
yeah.
it was gone, it was like you turn your back and voila, it was automatically replenished. Like you never went without mixed nuts and fruit. And I think holiday music, you know, there's nothing like the Temptations playing over and over and over and over
and over.
It's a
then
black
you get to mix it up a little bit as we got older, and then you know you throw in a little bit of Curtis Blow Christmas or Run DMC Christmas, you know.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Absolutely. What I could appreciate is, you know, when you talk about non-monetary gifts, my mother was very frugal. And I learned that word, frugal, you know, as I got older and expanded my vocabulary. You know, I realized that she was frugal because in my mind, as a kid, you know, she was a cheap ass. And I had to learn a better phrase when referring to my mama,
right.
You know, because cheap, she didn't like being referred to as cheap. And so,
right.
you know, I went from cheap. You not cheap, mama. You economical, mama. You economical. And then
when
you
started earning your own money, it definitely made
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. Then, you know, then she became, oh, you're frugal. You know,
right.
you know, it sounds a little better. She's like, yeah, I'm frugal. She didn't. I don't think she really knew what I was calling her, but it sounded good.
It sounded better than cheap.
It sounded better than cheap and economical.
Right.
But what I really appreciate from my mom at the end of the day was the idea or the concept of Jesus, like the gift of Jesus, because what many people misunderstand is, you know, if you follow Jesus, you follow Christ, if you are a Christian, that you are misled, you are misguided, you are ignorant. And at the end of the day, it's really all about guidance and instruction for life. And concepts that help to guide your life. And I think without it, right, she presented it as that. She presented it as a gift because these things had worked for her. These things had turned things around in her life. And her thing was never give up, never stop striving, you know, always keep the faith. And people wonder today, like, you know, where does it come from? You know, because I'm always, you're only going to get positivity from me. Even when I'm cussing and fussing, at the end of the day, I'm going to turn it into a teachable moment.
That's true.
You always have to be optimistic about situations. The glass is going to always be half full for me. And it's always half full for me because ultimately I walk into the light. You know, life is what you make it at the end of the day. Happiness is a decision. It's a lifestyle, not a destination. And it's driven by faith. And at the end of the day, my friends, during this holiday season, it's so important for you to walk by faith and not by sight and walk into the light in the memories of your loved ones. Think about the good things, the good times, the joy they brought you, the laughter that they drove. And at the end of the day, know at the end of the day, you are not alone. It may feel that way often, but you are not alone. So be a friend to somebody. Invite them over for dinner. Invite them to participate in your so many people call it different things, but your gift exchange this holiday season. You know, stop past their house, send them some flowers, send them a fruit and mixed nut basket for the holiday. How about that?
Yes,
take us home, hot chocolate.
What memories that will bring.
Back Monday night.
We are that crew, that team, that network. TM Hyman Radio, the Social Lab. For the general, Madam Boston Fee, and myself, Hot Chocolate, we wish you good night and have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Radio show.